And now it's time to play a little game we call...
So, what do you do?
For this game, we team up a layperson with one of the region's many researchers and scientists.
Hi, Jonathan Singer.
Hello, Frank Rocher from the Wistar Institute.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Jonathan Singer teaches social work at Temple University. He asked cancer researcher Frank Rauscher,
what do you do?
We're interested in finding genes, the genetic cause of cancer. Which ones are they? What they do? And how we can use those to create new therapies for cancer, which are actually tailored exactly to the cancer that you have. And therefore, these drugs will only then attack the cancer that have an altered gene product. That's the goal.
So what's the coolest thing that you've learned about cancer cells or these genes in your research?
You know, Jonathan, I think the coolest thing that I've learned is that it's now, with the advent of the genomic age, that it's a very confined problem. Out of the 38,000 genes in our human genome, only a handful, maybe a couple hundred, cause cancer when they're mutated. When you get the problem down to that manageable set of genes and a network of those genes, you can target it very well. This is something that's come about in the last 10 years, and we've been studying cancer for 100 years.
So do you think that cancer treatment's going to be different in 20 years from now?
Absolutely. It will be different 5 to 10 years from now. Every person that walks through the door of a clinic and thinks they have a tumor will have their tumor and their normal DNA genotyped, as we say. We'll know exactly what genes you inherited. We'll know exactly which genes were mutated in your tumor. We are going towards personalized, individualized cancer therapeutics.
So I come in, I think I've got cancer, and you do a little biopsy kind of thing, and then suddenly it's like the Jonathan drug?
There'll be possibly a mixture of drugs that target different aspects of what your tumor is doing. And what an oncogeneticist will do is take a sample of your blood, take a sample of your tumor like they do now. They'll also look at it under the microscope. And between those sets of data, they'll be able to say, you're going to respond to XXX drug. And that's what we're going to give you. Not like now, where every lung cancer patient that comes through the door gets the exact same thing. And all you're hoping is that they kill the cancer faster than the normal cell.
I mean, this sounds so science fiction-y, right? Like, this is the promise that all the drug companies are making. Like, is this really going to happen? Like, what do you see as being the big barrier to this actually happening?
That's a very good question. So remarkably and surprisingly to some extent, the big barrier is analysis of the data. Imagine, 50 patients come to UPenn or Wistar every day, sequencing your genome and the tumor's genome and interrogating that. So the big field coming forward is bioinformatics, how to reduce that data down, interpreted in time for you to get the proper therapy the next week or two. The bottleneck is the data analysis.
So when are we going to see this?
It is being rolled out now, pretty much. But again, we have to solve problems of the data acquisition, integrating this data, and utilizing it in a manner that it can be disseminated to everyone. And we haven't solved that problem yet. But it's very clear now that if we can identify these mutations and simply combine maybe two or three types of therapy directed at them, it can be curative. This is not fairy tale stuff. It is happening now. Just this year, a new therapies for malignant melanoma were approved after a very short time at the FDA. These are now frontline therapies for melanoma, which cure people.
This was amazing. Thank you so much for answering all my questions. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jonathan. It was wonderful to be here.
Want to be part of an interview on So What Do You Do? Email us at thepulse@whyy.org.